On Midwest Week, suicide and stories of people who've dealt with the suicide of a loved one. I'm Michelle O'Neill, sitting in for Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Jonathan Turner, reporter for The Dispatch and Argus. So, Jonathan, what prompted you to do this series about suicide, and in particular, these personal stories, not just statistics?
Sure. It's such an important topic, and it's become so frequent and unfortunately common across the country over the past 10 or 20 years. I've been personally touched by suicide through a couple of people. One of my former editors in Connecticut, one of her sons had killed himself, and a friend from church actually in 2005 was one of the people we featured in the series. His son killed himself in 2005. And it's just for years, it's been a topic I've been interested in, and I thought the paper really should devote some resources to addressing it.
Mm-hmm. So how did you find the people that you talked with?
Over the course of doing articles over the past few years, Kevin Atwood of East Moline, I'd done a feature a year ago on his son Foster, who was a United Township grad and only 19, who had killed himself in 2017, formed an organization called Foster's Voice to improve suicide awareness and suicide prevention. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, mm-hmm. National Alliance on Mental Illness,
NAMI,
and just organizations that are obviously addressing the topic. Just either people that I had heard about, those organizations referred me to individuals. One woman I had written about, also another woman last year who formed a new support group. So just over the course of covering stories over the years and.
Right.
The annual Adam Fest, which has been going on about 5 years, to get in touch with that father. And it mm-hmm. wasn't really difficult to find,
right.
a bunch of people. And luckily, I was nervous about, getting people to talk. But
their
I think
willingness.
they were really appreciative.
Yeah.
To be able to open up and address the subject.
Right, which brings me to Kim Bell Isle, who, has this rock painting Facebook page.
Called Keegan's Rocks.
Uh-huh.
And
tell me about
I
her.
Think, I can't even remember if I just discovered her on Facebook, too, but she had a real unusual story. Her 17-year-old son, Keegan, had battled depression and anorexia. He died by suicide in April 2017. She actually had lived in Alabama and moved here to the Quad Cities last fall. She got a job at the Arsenal. And it was something that she was inspired by her son. She said her son loved performing random acts of kindness. And, she had gone on a walk one day with her dog, found a rock. The rock said hello. She felt it was a sign, had a huge impact on her. And she's not an artist. She didn't have an artistic background, but she wanted to inspire others to put these motivational, inspiring messages on rocks and kind of leave them just at random places mm-hmm. for people to find. She has this Facebook page that has, I think, over 800 followers now, and people do their own painting, and
it's
she mentioned, she's had
people
from Australia and other countries that are doing this, and often she puts on the backside, on the opposite side of the rock, she puts the, toll-free number for the National Hotline for Suicide Prevention. It was just really neat, and she just has a lot of stories on mm-hmm. the Facebook page, and she has these rock painting parties, too. I wanted to mention she gets together with other people, and they're doing one this Sunday at 2 o'clock at Integrated Functional Health in Bettendorf, if anyone wants to go. But the Keegan's Rocks page is really neat, and that's one of the things that I found of a lot of these survivors of loss. They're not just grieving alone and just letting it get to them and just sitting in a ball at home. They're
right.
They're taking action and they're doing things that are good and supportive of the whole movement of suicide prevention.
Yeah, and the artistic expression I think is important to many of those folks, and the fact that they are not alone and they can talk
right.
to one another while they're painting their rocks or whatever else they happen to
I
be.
Know,
so
right.
tell
so
me about some
share.
Of the other artistic expressions of how people are dealing with mental health and like that Bettendorf show choir, some of those
that
songs.
Was, for my son, yeah, from the Bendorf High School show choir. I did a feature early this year. I know last winter was their season with different competitions, and my son had just graduated this year, and it was his senior year, and their whole the director wanted to address mental health, and so she picked these songs that had inspirational messages. They kind of took the journey from darkness to light throughout the you know, the production is about 15 or 20 minutes, so mm-hmm. they had 7 or 8 songs, and it was really, really
award-winning,
well done.
Wasn't it?
And yeah, they got some good
recognition
sure. throughout their competitions, and they had at the Bettendorf when they hosted the competition, you know, they raised money for NAMI, and I just thought that was a great program that they did.
It is, and I imagine the students involved.
So she wanted to. I know. So she knew that obviously a lot of students were struggling and had these concerns. And I wrote at the time, this was last February, that you know she had planned it a year ago, and they Bettendorf actually had dealt with a suicide last December. Mm-hmm. And so that just gave
timing.
A lot more meaning
right.
For the. The need for that kind of a message, and
it makes it okay for everybody to talk about it.
I know. So that's one of the whole points of the series, is that people think they're alone. People think, you know, this is just happening to me, and it's so common, and there's so many people going through these struggles, and just to get people to open up and seek help and admit that, you know, it's one of the slogans on her, Kim's Rocks says it's okay to not be okay and just mm-hmm. to open up about it.
That makes me think of Miss Iowa's story.
Right.
And that little movie she did said that I think the title is I'm Fine. And I haven't seen it.
Oh, but that was a different a Moline woman
okay.
who's in her early 20s.
Sorry.
She
about
did
that.
A short documentary that I wrote about also that, yeah, about a high school, yeah, girl that, you know, outwardly a lot of people who are struggling, they put on the same thing with Foster Atwood. They put on a happy face. They
yeah.
seem popular and they seem okay. And they don't want to admit they have a problem. And so, yeah, I talked. That was Elise Edens, who was a filmmaker. And I talked to her for the article on teen suicide. And Miss Iowa is Mikhail Hughes-Shaw, who's a University of Iowa student. And she's a Rocky graduate. And so she had formed an organization called How About Hope to help others. She got a grant from Royal Neighbors, and she started
oh, nice.
The Out of Darkness Walk at Iowa in this past year, which benefits that foundation for suicide prevention. And so one of her platforms, obviously, as Miss Iowa, is suicide prevention. And so she's obviously going to spend the next year talking to groups and inspiring other people. And she's competing in Miss America on September 9th. And so her whole issue is mental health and suicide
mm-hmm.
prevention.
Mm-hmm. So many artistic expressions of grief and dealing with grief, I think, can't be anything but good.
Yeah.
To help people.
And if anyone has seen the Black Box Theater production, their new production in Moline, it's sold out this weekend, but Next to Normal is a Pulitzer Prize winning musical that premiered about 10 years ago. But I saw it last weekend, and it's just an amazing kind of showing the impact of mental illness on a family,
mm-hmm.
how it can start, how it's treated, how it, you know, it really affects those family members and the people that you know, love that person. And it's just, it shows how common it is and how people try to deal with it. And that's just, you know, one of the ways, obviously, that music and the arts kind of communicates and expresses those issues.
Mm-hmm.